were. We have our.
Rosh Chodesh used to be Kavua based on Edom. Edom would come in and they would be Mekadosh Chodesh, Edom sold the Levana, they would be Mekadosh Chodesh. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, and that Chav Dalet says that Reb Gamliel had different shapes of moons. He had a tabla on the Kaisel, and he would show Edom that would come in. He would say, Kazari Yisam, he would test them based on these different tzuras of Levanas that he would have. So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, on Daf Mem Gimel, asks on Rav Gamliel, that how is he able to do this? The Pasuk in Parshas Yisrael, says, that Leisasim Iti, Elehei Chesef, Elehei Zav, Leisasim Lachem. The Gemara darshins, Leisasun iti, that leisasun kedmus shamosha ishem shamshim lufanai v'morim. That a person that may not make forms of the different shamoshim, the different servants, if you will, that serve the Rebbeinu Shlalom. Later has lachem v'morim. So how was Rav Gamliel able to go ahead and make these forms? How was he able to make these moons? Clear. There's a lav to make these forms. Now, there's a lengthy shak of attire. The Gemara comes out that from this pasuk, there are four different types of forms that are usher. One is a tabnis of the shamash shav aretz to make forms of the different clay hamikdash to make forms of that. To build a place that's dem to the Heichel, to the Chatzar of the Beis HaMikdash. That's one. Number two would be to go ahead and make tzuris of the Shamashim Sheva Mador HaElyon, which is to make forms of different Malachim. Number three would be to make forms of Shamashim that are in the Mador HaTachtoy, which would include the sun, moon, stars, and mazalis. And number four would be to make a Tzuras HaAdam. Now, we find two different Pirushim in the Rishonim as to the Tam HaIsser. The Rambam and Sefer HaChinuch say, they will say that the Isser is Shal. The Lashon HaRambam is Shal Yitu HaToyim V'Yidmu Sheheim La'Avod Eskechavim. A person's going to have these various forms, and people are going to think that these tzuras are for doing Avod Zara. So that's the Yisr. So it would come out according to the Rambam. This Lav, while it's not a Yisr Avod Zara Mamish, but it goes under the category of Avod Zara. The Ritva. And Avodah Zarah says a different shot. He's the drasha of the Gemara to Aser of Tzuras HaAdam is from the Gemara darshens that word of Leisasun Iti. The Gemara says darshens it Leisasun Oisi, which the Ritva explains is Derech Mashal, because by Adam it says Kibitzelim Elikim also Asa Adam. So it's Derech Mashal. Chas Shalom doesn't mean Oisi. But the Lashon HaRitva is that it mepnei kavod shel mailo, that a person may not make these forms. Mepnei kavod shel mailo, it's not a kavod to the Rebbeinu Shalom to make such forms. And the Ritva says that all of these other tzurais are nichlal, they're dragged after this iser of making a tzuras ha'adam. There are nafkaminas between the two. One nafkamina. Parshim say would be there's a marit that says that making tzuras, if a person is making these tzuras only temporarily, he's making a tzura that's going to be thrown out, or if it's just for the kids to play with, so that would not be a problematic. The marit is speaking in the Shita Sarambam. In the Shita Sarambam, if the problem is that people will make a mistake and they'll think that this is alakos. So then, and for that, the Maritz saying that something temporary is going to be thrown out or something that doesn't have a chashivos would not have a problem in the Ritva. The Ritva is saying that in a kavod shalmaila to have such forms. So the question is that there would still be such a problem.
If you're a bad artist.
We'll get to how good as Hashem it has to be. Now, all this that we've been speaking until now is in regard to Asiya, in regard to actually making these tzuris. What about having these tzuris? Someone else made it, and you own it. So, in that, there's Rav Yishayin of Afrenim learn, based on the Hamshach Gemara, that such a thing would be a Isser Derabbanon, Mishum Chshada. What Chshad? So again, so now Rav Yishayin, Rashi, Ramban, Ritva, Ram, Rajba, Vechulu, they all learn that the Chshad is that a person has these tzuras, so people are going to think that the person has them for the purpose of Avodah Zarah. The Goyin and Pnei Yeshua learns in Taisis that the Chshad is that if a person has these tzuras, people are going to think that he made these tzuras. Mm-hmm. So the Chshad is that people are going to think that he was over on Leisason on making it. Which, Pashat Nafkamino, would be that according to Taisis, according to the Goyin, if there was something that had no Isser Asiya, so then there would be no makam for chshad. Mashen came. We'll see. According to all the other rishonim, if there would be any reason why if there would be something that would not have an isra asiya, but still people could think that you're being ovid this thing, there would still be a problem of chshad. Lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch and the Paiskim more or less go with the shita of Rav Yishayin that the iser of shehiya would be mishum chshada. The people think that it's actual avodah zarah, and that's how they go. There are those that are choshed for the other shita, but they didn't know that. Now, just so again, so asiya, making these tzuras, that's iser d'oraisa. Shehiya, to have these tzuras, that is gonna be midrabbanan. Now, what? The Gemara goes on. Gemara brings down a brisa. The brisa says that if you have a ring that has a tzura on it, so if the tzura is boilet, if it's protruding, so it would be usur for a person to wear that ring, but it would be mutter for a person to sign with that ring. Reason being, because to wear the ring, so he has a tzura habeletas, that would be a problem of shehiya, that would be a problem of chshad. When he signs, he's making a tzura hashekas, a indented tzura. On that, there would not be a problem of asiya. The Brisa says, Mashenkin, if the ring was shekas, if the tzura on the ring was set in, then it's not a problem to wear it, because that kind of tzura would not be a problem of chshad, but to sign with it would be a problem, because then the tzura that the person is making will be a tzura bilatis. So Tosfos asks on the Gemara that why the Gemara gives different terutzim for Rav Gamliel how he was able to make these tzuras. Tosfos asks that what's the problem. We see clearly from the Braisa that both for Asiya and Shehiya, there's no problem if the Tzura is not protruding. So why can't we just say that Rav Gamliel's Tzuras that he had of these moons were not protruding? And then there was no problem with him having them, making them. So Tosis brings down from the Ri, Rabbeinu Tam, and Rivo, that Vaislois, that when we're talking about the Chama, Levona, Pichavim, we're, to us, when we look into the sky and we see the Chama, Levona, Pichavim, so they're not protruding, they're not 3D, to us they're 2D. So for them there would be a problem of Asiya, even if they're not protruding. For other tzuris, there would only be a problem if they're protruding. But for these, there would be a problem even if they're not protruding. Now, this Shitas HaTosis is the Rambam goes basically like Tosis. He throws in also that Malachim would also be a problem, even Shagas. The Ritva does not agree with Tesis. The Ritva learns the Gemara Kipshutai that all Tzuras, if they're Boilet, it's a problem of Asiya and Shehiya. If they're Shekas, then it's not a problem at all. I Tesis Kasha, why couldn't we even tarot that for Gamliel? Ritva says that Vaisis the Gemara knew that Rav Gamliel's tzuris were bolten. It says kachu ma'ayin. That's we knew that his tzuris were bolten. So that's the shita of the Ritva. The Ramban comes with a third shita. The Ramban says that all tzuris are usur, even if they're shakats. That brisa of the ring was talking about something else completely. That brisa of the ring was talking about tzuris that are not part of those four categories that were usur to make. That brisa was talking about different tzuris, but those tzuris, the Ramban's going with the tzad that the chshad is that we're going to think that these things are of a desire by him. So that he explains that this chiluk of Beilit as opposed to Shekeah is talking about tzuris that would not be usher to make. Still, if these tzuris are 3D, if they're Beilit, so then that's going to be a problem because people are going to think that he has them for the purpose of Avodah Zarah.
So they're sort of signed with it just because of Shia? It's just a sign of the tabas, that's shakas. Just because now you're going to have a paper that has this
rubber. Okay, that's what it sounds like. Yeah. Another place the Ramban says it is would be if by he's going with the sheet of the Ramban Rotenberg that could be by Chama Levana, there were Minatayra Chama Levana, there would only be a problem of Shehiya would only be Midera Banan. Everything else would be a problem of Shehiya Midera. So he says by Chama Levana, if someone else were to make it, so that also would be Bechlal this, a problem of Shehiya Midera Banan Misham Chashad. Now, the Maisel, Shulchan Aruch, Paskins like Tosis. Like Tosis, like the Rambam, that other tzuris are usur only by boldness, only when if they're protruding. Chama Levana is usur even flat. Even if Shekas, 2D, person may not draw Chama Levana. The Taz is Matmiya that he says you have to be Cheshish for the Ramban, but the Peskim seem to go just with the Shulchan Aruch. Running short on time. How good of a tzur does it need to be? So we'll talk just about the chama. So there's the Yad HaKtana struggles with this mightily. He says, how you think, does it need to be shining like the sun? Needs the mamash be shining? He says, no, Peskim don't mention that. Elmai, you're going to say, Sam can't draw a circle on a paper. That for sure not also. So he basically says is that you can't draw something that people look at it and people say, oh, that's the sun. He says, drawing a circle somewhat shaded with rays coming out of it, that's problematic. Sam Sefer says, even if it's not shaded, the Shani of Nosin Karel seems to be going that you do need somewhat shaded. Now, just jumping, the topic of tonight's shir is, may one photograph sunset. So this would be tali in, there's two parts to this shayla. Number one is that by sunset, the sun is not v'shleimusa. The Gemara's Eitzah of how you can have these tzuras is if you are pagim the tzura. If you chipped away, you were peiches the tzura, then that's not a problem. So the question, so the first question is the sun not being fully over the horizon, is that considered a pras tzura? So the Mechaschinach, Pnei Shul, Marit, others, they're all medayik that the Mishnah of Rabbi Gamliel, he was showing Adam pictures, forms of the moon. When was he showing them this moon? We know the moon is round. But when was he showing them? He was showing them different crescents, because this was at the beginning of the Chodesh. So you see that you don't need the entire Tzura to have an Isra. On Rabbi Gamliel, the Gemara asks that that's a problem of Lisasun.
Maybe at that time of the month, it's considered Risham.
Very good. Yeshem such a svar. So you don't need the, so it would seem that you just need the tzura the way it looks in Teva. So nice, the Sheva Levi and Chochani are, and Rebelski are Mekel, drawing a sunset, and the Chochani says, the Svari says that's the moon. The moon has waxes and wanes. So the tzura of the moon at the beginning of the month is a crescent. Mashenkin later it gets bigger. Mashenkin the sun is always one big round sun. So in Mela, there would be a problem.
At Shkia, the sun is half. You know, what's together?
Well, no, the sun is a wall. He says the moon is what's lit up. That's his gather. On the other end of the spectrum, you have Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Eliashiv, and Rav Pesach Eliyahu Falk. They're machmer and they ask the tzura. It's brought down b'shem Rav Moshe that it's einu nochlin to draw the sun by sunset, being that that's the way it's near b'teva, and also from b'shem Rav Chaim Kanievsky that it's einu roi to do so. And again, just bearing in mind that asiya is iser d'oraisa, so while shehi would be iser d'rabanan, but something to bear in mind, I'm not here to say halacha l'maisa. The other question is, we mentioned the Marit that a temporary tzura is not a problem. So the question is, when someone's taking a picture on a camera, taking have it on the screen, is that so? That's chayr temporary. So, basically, the falak wants to be matter, taking pictures of the sun, moon, in ways that it's only going to be temporary. Based on this marit, it's also a daki tshuva b'shem the knesset zagdela. So the chonis says not like that. Rabbi Yashiv says that the achrenim were machria, not like the marit. He brings down makaris for that. The mechatz yitzchak is makbid. He talks about having a projector, projecting an image of the chama on the wall. He's
projected on the film.
So, but somebody was telling me he spoke to the Lakewood Peskin. They were not nachas to be makbid on a projector on these kind of things. Again, everyone should ask their shaylos, but it's just a small snippet of the sugya. And okay.